Years ago, I was in sales, and I remember a sales seminar that myself and 8 or 10 other people in our sales group attended, and it was run by this fellow who was kind of the guru of sales, you know, had been in it a long time, and I don't remember a whole lot from that day seminar, but I do remember him saying one thing. He emphasized the importance of persistence, and he said, don't just take no once, don't accept no for an answer, take it 7 to 9 times, he said. And I thought to myself, this guy's got to be crazy. I mean, I'd be ridden out of town by the 4th or 5th time that, you know, you ask for a sale. He says, no. But I did get his main point. That was obvious. Be persistent and don't let up. And I wonder, in thinking about that and the gospel we just heard, if it's our tendency in our prayer life to look at God, who is kind of like the God who's disposed to saying no, except when we can keep pounding away with our requests. And if we persist hard enough, God will eventually give in and accede to our requests. And we might even think this is the message of the gospel, where the judge is God, the elderly widow is us, and by persisting hard enough, eventually God's defenses break down, and he says, just okay, that's fine, just quit bothering me. But Jesus actually is contrasting God with this judge. He's not comparing God with the judge, because Jesus reveals to us a God who wants to hear from us, who wants a real friendship with us. And we could think of a good friendship, a real communication with God, the same way we would understand a good marriage. Something that is open communication, where hopes and disappointments and sorrows and gladness are really shared and not just kept to ourselves or remain unsaid. But we also know in our prayer life, it doesn't always work that way. And maybe it hasn't ever. In our prayer life, I wonder if we're not always the best marriage partners with God. And we could think of many reasons why that's the case. But one of the things I think of is, I'm sure it was this way with you, but the way you're raised and how much emphasis was put on saying prayers. You know, you have the Our Father, the Hail Mary, maybe a few others, and you commit them to memory, and you always said your prayers. But beyond that, there really wasn't much emphasis. I remember my mother, the first prayer I learned was, I was 5 or 6 years old, I guess, and Mom would kneel me down at the bedside at night, and the prayer was, Dear Jesus, take care of me and make me a good boy. I like that prayer. Guess why? Nice and short. Used it for about 23 years, I think. No. But, you know, that was the way it was. You learned your prayers. You said your prayers. And, of course, I'm not here to disparage any of that. We all know that's part of the life of faith, is to learn those prayers. And, in fact, if we don't learn them, how do we pray together? You know, we wouldn't be on the same page, because we wouldn't be praying the same words and the same ideas. But we know there's more. We know there's more. To speak with God as best friends, as somebody who can hear heart to heart, requires more than a recitation of prayers. So prayer isn't simply about persistence, like nagging God, and it's not insistence, as if we say, I demand this, God. And it's really not about changing God's mind or rousing God into action by the force of our petitions. God knows what we ask for even before we lift it up to God. But prayer is about faithfulness. It's about taking our bond to God seriously as an adult. And it's about believing that our prayers do change things over time. Because over time, prayer will change us. And we may recognize it, and we may not. But we have to think that anyone we come into contact with over a long period of time, that's going to rub off on us in some way. And with God, it will always rub off for the better. Growing closer to God, growing closer to one another. At Mass, at the beginning of the prayers at the altar, you know, the priest lifts his hands up and says, "Lift up your hearts." And you know your response. We lift them up to the Lord. It's really an invitation to pray, to lift up our hearts to God. And we do so that God may join our prayer to the prayer of Jesus, who allows us to be forgiven and to be healed in his sacrifice.